1 month after falling victim to devastating floods, the Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is getting back on its feet. The museum building may be out of action after floodwaters reached the roof of the structure, but it's business as usual for the museum staff. They are holding their first event since the floods this Thursday night. And Rosie Johnston spoke to the museum manager, Gail Naughton, for an update.
Well, the main building where our exhibits are housed has been cleaned out and disinfected, but right now it's an empty shell, if you will. All the wallboard had to be removed from the walls and the insulation taken out, and so we have an empty building. It's like starting over.
Okay, and can you estimate how bad the damage has been?
Well, the damage to our museum buildings and exhibits is in the millions of dollars. We don't have a final estimate yet, but it is large.
And how long do you think the repairs will take before this museum and library is back to its former glory?
Well, I think it will take a couple of years. What we plan to do is to have some interim operations where we can have exhibits up next year and have an operation and a museum store, but it will probably not be in our regular, in our main building. Because it's going to take time to raise the millions of dollars to rebuild that main building and do our full national museum again.
Since the deluge happened, I mean, there's been a lot of public interest and there's been a big public reaction. I mean, can you tell me a bit about that?
We've had calls and emails and contacts from all over the world, many from the Czech Republic, Slovakia, all over the United States, and donations are coming in. They are enabling us to operate and maintain our staff so that we can actually make plans for the future. But we will have to do much more fundraising here in the next couple of years.
Despite not maybe having a building at the moment, you're still pressing ahead with some of your projects. Can you tell me about what you've got planned for Thursday evening, for example?
Well, this year in March, we opened an exhibit called 1968, and it was about the Prague Spring and the Warsaw Pact invasion. And in association with that exhibit, we planned programs to do with major events in the 60s. And this week, we're going ahead with a program on the space race of the 60s. And we have a speaker on Thursday, and on Saturday, we have an event for families and children, where they're going to be literally making rockets and model airplanes and talking and learning about the space race.
Gail Naughton, the manager of the Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, talking there to Rosie Johnston about developments at the museum a month after it was hit by heavy flooding. We certainly hope that fundraising there will go well for them so they can reopen their main doors as soon as possible.